Yeah. Okay. Today's daf kuf ches. We are on kuf zayin amud beis, third line from the bottom. Boy Rami bar Chama.
Yeah.
So yesterday we had a brisa on amud aleph that said like this: if a shomer is towing tainis ganav, that means the owner comes and says, "Where's the thing I asked you to watch?" Says, "Oh, that thing that got stolen, right?" And he swore falsely, of course, because he's the one who stole it, right? He swore falsely. Then Aiden came, right? And then he admitted it, right? So we said, yes, we said, what do you have to pay then? Kefel, Asham, but not a Chomesh. No Chomesh. Why? Because you never pay Kefel and a Chomesh. That never happens. You never pay Kefel and a Chomesh, right? What did you say?
You don't have two Knossos on the same thing.
Exactly. How do you know that? So here we go. Boy, Rami Bar Chama. Maman ha'am chayvo kefel, patro min ha'chomesh. The money that you pay for kefel patters you from a chomesh. O Dilma, shvua ha'am chayvo kefel, patro min ha'chomesh. Or the shvua that eventually causes you to pay kefel patters you from chomesh. Which one is it? So the Gemara says, Heichi dami, right? What's the case? Rashi on the bottom line says, Klomar lamai nafkamina. That's what you thought it would say. Well, that's what Rashi said that. What's the difference? The difference is, when you have a case, we have one without the other. How could that be? Mai nafkamina. Kigon. Listen to this. Shatar and Tainas Ganov. You said it was stolen. Vinishba, you swore. Then, V'chazar v'tar and Tainas Avad. He said, I made a mistake. It wasn't really, even though I swore that it was stolen, it really wasn't stolen. I really lost it. And Vinishba, you swore to that. So you did two things wrong, right? Ubo, Edim, Akamaisa, and Edim come on the first one, on the Ganav part, Vahoda, Abbas, Raisa, and then you admit on the second part, Mai, what's the story? Mamon, Hamachayvus, Hamachayv, Yavto, Kefel, Potter, Menachomesh. So does the kefel part of you from Chomesh? Ha, v'ha, what? V'ha, oh, I'm sorry. V'ha, and over here, achayev le'aleh kefel. You have to pay kefel. Why do you have to pay kefel? Because you were towing Tainas Ganav, you swore to that, and Edom came and said, it's not true. You're the one who stole it. Boom, kefel. And by the way, what about towing Tainas Avad? You then admitted that you stole, that you lost it, and again, this is a lie. I really didn't lose it. I really kept it. L'chor, you pay a chomesh for that, no? So on the first lie of yours, you have to pay kefil. Odil v'ha achayev le aleha kefela. Odilma shvua hamachayvato kefil potarto min achomesh. You swore, and that led to kefil. So you don't pay chomesh. The second shvua, it wasn't machayev you kefel. Why not? Because a shvua that I lost it will never give you kefel. Only if a shvua that you stole it, right? Tichayev yichumsha. You should be chayev a fifth, right? So you should pay twice, shvua a kefel for the shvua that you stole it, that it got stolen, and a fifth for the shvua that you lost it.
But that's for two separate offenses.
But it's one evening.
One, yeah.
One evening of being a shomer for you, right? So Amar Rava, Tashma, La'amar Echad Min Ashuk, if somebody from the Shuk, right, Rashi says, he's not a shomer. Not a shomer. Somebody comes over to you in the Shuk, Va'amar, and says, Heichan Shori, Shaganafta, where's the Shor you stole from me? You weren't a shomer. But I was watching. I have a video camera in my house, and I saw you came in and stole stuff. Where is it?
It just accused him of being a goslin out of...
Out of the blue.
Out of the blue.
Correct. V'hu omer lo ganavti. I didn't. It's never true. You're lying. It's not true. Mashbircha ani. Swear that you didn't steal it. V'omer amen. He says, fine, I swear. V'edim idin atzo shaganvu. And then, of course, he's not true. So, mashan tashlume kefil. He has to pay kefil. Right? Why does he have to pay kefil? Because he's a ganav. The swearing here doesn't change anything. Right?
Why is it not knas for...
Because he wasn't a shomer. He wasn't towing Tainus anything.
I know, but how come there's no knas for...
Think about it, Yoni. If I walk over to you and say, Yoni, you stole my... That watch over there you're wearing on your arm, that's mine. So what are you talking about? Swear it's not yours. So you swear. Swear that you stole it. So I didn't steal it. Swear you didn't steal it. I'll swear I didn't steal it. Then I bring anything that you talking did steal it. So pay kefil.
I understand, but how come there's no knas for this for the false...
That's between you and God. That's a different story, right?
And also, if you swear falsely, then how could you believe him afterwards?
What?
How could you believe him afterwards if he swears falsely?
What do you mean? Just because you swear falsely, you can never admit anything?
No, because then you have reputation as a chakra.
It's a good question. We're going to get to that question a little later. I think today or maybe tomorrow. It's a fair question. Anyway, vimhodu me'atzmo, but then if you admitted it, if you're right, you caught me, I had a taiva and I stole your thing. Hodu me'atzmo, then mishalim keren v'chomesh v'asham. You pay a keren, chomesh, and asham. V'ahacha, eidim hudu mechayim be'kfeila. It's the eidim that made you pay kefil, right? Not the shvua, because a shvua won't require you to pay kefil if you're not a shomer. So here, the guy wasn't a shomer. I just walk over to you in the street. I said, you stole my stuff. I said, no, I didn't. Swear, fine. Then eidim come, I pay kefil. What if I would admit it? Then there's never kefil. There's no kefil, right? Hodu me'atzmo in. If you admitted it, then you'll pay a fifth, a chomesh. Aval hodo achar edim, lo. But if you're going to admit it after edim come, that's not going to make you pay a fifth. V'yisal kadai tach shvua ha-machayev to kefil. Patartu min ha-chomesh. But if you're telling me that a shvua that requires kefil patters you from the chomesh, amai hodo achar edim, lo. Why over here, if you admit it after edim come, no. What no? Thank you. Exactly. Michti, hashvua, loka machaiva le kfela, techaive chumsha. The shvua that required you to pay the kefel has nothing to do with the chomesh.
Right.
Elalav, shmamina, mamon ha machaiva kefo, potartamina chomesh. So you see clearly from this case, doesn't make a difference. The mamon that makes you pay kefel patters you from a chomesh. Shmamina, you're right. Good?
Yeah.
Complicated, but it wasn't so hard. No. The whole daf is like this. Now, boy Ravina. So now that we established that, Ravina asks the following question. Chomesh v'kfeila betray gavri mai. What if you have a chomesh and kefel from two different people? How could that be? Hey, chidam, what's the case? Kigon shemotza shoro l'shnei b'nei adam. I told two people to watch it. I told Reuven and Shimon to watch it. The Tano Bo Tainus Ganov, and then they both come and say, you know what happened? It got stolen. Of course, they stole it. Right? So, Chad Nishpa Vahoda. One swore and then he admitted it. Chad Nishpa Bo Edom. And one swore that Edom came and said, no, you stole it. My, what's the story? Mi Amrin, and do we say, Chad Gavra, Kapid Rachmana, Dolomashan, Chumshu Kfela, one person. We don't want people paying. The Torah didn't want. The Torah said, no way. Kefil and Afel Chomesh. Hi, Nishalim Kfela. Hi, Nishalim Chumsha. But hey, you have two people. So this one will pay Kefil, and that one will pay a Chomesh. It was on the exact same event. Why? Because the Torah says, if you swear and then admit it, you pay a Chomesh. If you swear and Edom come and indict you, you pay a Kefil. So you have two different people, even though it's the same item. Oh, Dilma, no.
What's the problem with that?
Maybe nothing, maybe no problem. Nope. Oh, Dilmore, maybe. No, Torah doesn't care about people. Torah cares about events, the item, the evening. Alevei chad memona kapad rachmana. He cares about one, the Torah cares about one item. It's one item here. I asked you to watch my diamond ring. I gave it to two people, right? Reuven and Shimon, watch this diamond ring. I'm going to propose to this girl, but I have to go out now. Watch this diamond ring. They come back, where's the diamond ring? Got stolen. Right? And they stole it, right? Reuven admits. Reuven swears. And then he has charata, he admits. Shimon swears, doesn't have charata. But Edom come. But it's the same diamond ring. How can you have two different results on the same diamond ring?
You have two people.
Exactly. So that's the question. Can you have two different results on the same diamond ring? If it's two people, if it's one person, you can't. Right? One shomer, no matter what he said, he changed his mind 100 times, he's only paying either one or the other. What about two people? So, Odilma Alevechad Mamona Kapit Rachmana. The Torah cares about one diamond ring. Delo neshalim aleha kfeila v'chumash v'kfeila. You can't pay kefil and chomesh on the same diamond ring, even though it's two people. It can't happen. V'hachanam, 1 second. V'hachanam ichad mamonahu. Here it's one money. Teku, we don't know the answer.
There must have been tumors on this since it seems such a likely scenario.
This is a chumash issue.
Why? Correct. So it's teku.
I see. That's the problem. But didn't we learn before, like many, that if you have something that's a shomer that's two people on one item.
Yeah.
How they split it is.
Ah. Like so the question is, what does the first shomer pay?
Correct.
That's the question. The second shomer is going to be really off the hook. Right? Unless he make. He can't. The second shomer has halach is different than the first shomer.
Right. Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Correct, but they don't split it in 50-50.
Correct. So what has to do with the first shomer? That's the big machlokas we've shown him. Right? There's a Rambam that says that the first one pays a fifth, and the Suffolk and the Gemara is only the second one. The Meiri says no. Just the opposite. Whoever has to pay the kefil pays the kefil. And the Suffolk is only on the other guy, even if it's the second guy. That's a big machlokas we showed him what you do. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Either way, the owner is going to end up very much in pocket, isn't he?
What?
Yeah.
He's going to do very nicely after that.
Why?
If he does get cable and...
But he can't get both. He can't get both. It's a teiku. So no one holds against both. The question is, who's paying here?
The owner gets more.
What?
The owner usually gets more.
Usually. Yeah, usually.
What's the agus here? What are they saying?
My father called me yesterday, asked me the same question. So it's a good question. So what's the pshat? We saw that you stole it. So now what does the guy say back?
I didn't.
But that never works. Two Adim come and say, we saw you be B'chal Shabbos. No, I didn't do it. I didn't do that. But two Adim beat you.
Right.
You can't oppose two Adim.
No, the problem with the Adim part in this case is you have an Adim that saw a specific part of
right.
a greater
so,
picture.
So, they correct. So it has to be a that case where they can testify that will prove
correct.
That you stole it.
Correct.
It's a hard Adim to imagine.
Yeah. How much Adim really works anyway?
What if Adim...
I saw somebody... kill somebody else. I gave him Asura, I did the whole thing. How much
you stole that? But what's the act here? I already have the thing. You gave it to me to watch. You stole it.
Yeah, exactly. I gave it to you to watch.
Yes, I have it.
And the Adam watched you take the diamond ring. Put it in your pocket and go to the pawn shop and get the money and then go take that money and go on a plane and fly to Las Vegas and go to the casino and spend it all. And they watch the whole thing happen.
Can I ask a question of what they saw?
Okay. Nowadays, there's no problem. It's all on CCTV and credit cards.
Exactly.
That's right.
I'm going to
you're adjusting in Colombo, okay?
Next. Boy Rav Papa. Tre Chumche, what about two Chumashes? Or Tre Kfela, or two Kfels? Bechad Gav Ramai, with one person. How could that be? How could that happen? Hey Chidomi, how could that happen? So like this. Torantayana's Avad. Someone said it got lost. Vinishpa, and then he swore, then Vahod, and then he felt bad, and he admitted it, that it really didn't get lost. V'chazar, let me tell you what really happened. V'chazar, v'tarantainas, avad. He said, you know what? I really did get lost. Vinishpa, and he swore again. Vahoda, and he admitted it again. Inami, or, right? 1 second. Or, v'tarantainas, ganav, v'nishpa. He said it got stolen, right? Right, so Shioni here in Tosfos Divi Maskel V'chazar, he asks your question. We're not going to read it inside, we'll read it outside. His question is, once he swore falsely one time, right. how could we believe him again? How could he swear again? Mm. So Tosfos answers...
Same case.
What?
The same case.
What? On the same case. How could we allow that? Right. Forget going next week and testifying about the Lavana. Forget that. Same case. How can he testify again? He's a liar already. So Tosfos doesn't answer the question. Tosfos Rid answers, Some complicated answer. He also used it. Get some complicated answer. One second.
I would not use him at Eidus for Kedushin.
Yeah.
A second court, second basin.
It was second Bezdin, exactly. Tosas, the Torah's Chaim gives that answer. Was it a different Bezdin? So I have to come up with some funny answer like that. Right? In a normal situation, you're right. Anyway, Inami Kigon Chitontan is Ganav, Vinishpa, he swore. Bo Adim. Adim came and said, yeah, we stole it. It got stolen. You're the one who stole it. Vachaza Vitan Tanatan is Ganav. He said it again. Vinishpa, maybe in a different Bezdin. He swore again. Ubo Adim, and now Adim came. Mai. What's the story here? So it's two repeated offenses. Me, I'm going to do. We say Trey Gavni Mamona Kama Rachmana Adol Nishtal Milei Chad Trey Gavni Mamona Kama Rachmana Adol Nishtal Milei Chad Mamona. Right, you can't pay twice for the same event. V'hacha Chad Gavnehu. Here it's one. It's one thing. In other words, both kefel. O Dilma Trey Mamona Amar Rachmana Adol Nishtal Milei Chad Mamona. You can't pay twice if it's the same amount. V'hacha Nami Trey Mamonahu Ninu. Right, so. Would it be okay because it's both kefel? In other words, before we said you can't pay kefel and a chomesh, but there it's two kefels. Does that change anything? Or no? The Torah said one payment, not two payments, one payment for the same crime. You just said that you just lied twice. That's between you and God. What about this guy? He asked you to watch the diamond ring. You swore twice that you stole it. So both times it's kefel. So do you pay two kefels? For the same evening of watching the guy's diamond ring? Or, we said before, Torah said, no, you don't pay twice. That's because it's two separate amounts. A kefil and a chomesh. Here, it's two kefils. What's the story? You look puzzled.
Yeah, because you can have that case in every single case.
No, most of the time, when you say, what happened to the diamond ring, you're not going to believe it. It got stolen. Oh, come on, it got stolen? You swear it got stolen? Yeah, I'll swear. And then Adam walked in, but he not got stolen, he stole it. Yeah. Says, no, let me tell you what really happened. It got stolen. I don't know what kind of funny case that is.
It's like, it's a case. Because all these cases. See, I'm trying to understand what. You know, the fool of the sun is not moving along well. You have a guy who goes inside the Bezdin, and he has to pay KFO. A month later, the guy's coming, two Aiden came inside. What are you talking about, KFO? The guy made a huge barbecue. He took the animal.
Exactly. Exactly.
Huge barbecue on.
Right. Right. So how could it come up again?
All of a sudden, so now you have to pay 4 or 5.
How's it going
to
happen? How's it going to happen again?
Right.
Right?
So now you pay 4 or 5.
Different Bezdin? I don't know.
Probably
so. Totally so. So, Toshma, Dhamma Rava. It says, V'chamishiso Yosef Olav. Right? V'chamishiso. And the fifth, you have to add on. Hatoro Ribza Chamishios Harbe Lekeren Achas. You can pay more than one Chomesh. Shmamina, and Rashi says, V'hu Adin Letrei Kefel. You can pay more than Kefel once. The only thing the Torah had a problem with was paying kefil and a chomesh. Two kefils, why not? Two chomeshes, why not? If you can imagine how this case could ever happen, you'll pay it twice. You'll lie twice, you'll pay it twice.
So kefil, he's really paying four times.
What?
Two kefils, he's paying four times.
Exactly.
You know why? Because the kefil's a knas.
Exactly.
Which is unbelievable.
Yeah. Next.
It's a 400%.
Ready for this? I'm not going to have enough time to finish it after today. Just so too many cases. Next, Tiviuhu Bailum Lashomer, Vinishba Vishilem. Where am I? Yeah. The Baal comes over to the Shomer and says, where's my diamond ring? And he says, you're not gonna believe what happened. It got stolen. Right? So Vishilem. The Shomer pays for the diamond ring.
Instead of swearing.
Rashi says in the bottom, the third to last Rashi, Bailam the Shomer Chir Vinishba, Shinignava, Vinifdar, Zili Potter, because the Shomer Chirim is Potter on Gedeva, Achakach Shilin Lufnimishar Sadin. He doesn't want to swear, we have such a thing, he doesn't want to swear, I'll pay. I'm not swearing, I'll pay. Fine. Vahukar Haganav, then we find the Ganav. Kefel Lami. Who pays? Who does the kefil go to? So what's the shaila? How does it not go to the shomer? Right? How does it not go to the shomer? He's the one who paid for the ring. So Gemara says kefil of me. Abaye amar lebal pikadon. to the Baal Pikadon, to the owner of the Pikadon, Rava Amar Lemi Shah Pikadon Etlo, meaning the Shomer. So how can Abaya say it goes to the owner? So Abaya Amar Lebaal Pikadon, Abaya says it goes to the Kiva Da Atrache B'Shvua, right? Since you, Kiva Da Atrache B'Shvua, right? Since, what? Since he took the Shomer to court to get him to swear, lo makni le kfeila, right?
He didn't swear. It said v'nish b'avashila.
No, he didn't swear. I'm sorry, he swore.
He did swear.
He did swear, but then he decided to pay.
Right, exactly.
I'll pay anyway, even though I swore. Exactly. Since the Baal went through this whole court case, the Baal still never relinquished. I mean, it's lo makni le kfeila. He never relinquished the rights to kfeil to the Shomer.
Yeah, he swore almost.
Exactly. Rashi says, Shomer Labailim. The Shomer, given the Atruche Shomer Labailim, Achi of you, Labezdin Vinishpa, Afagaf the Hadar Shilem, even though the Shomer was a Tadik, and he swore and he paid, Lo Maknu Le Bailim, Le Shomer Kfela, Bishas Hatashlumen. If we ever find the Ganef, I'm getting the Kefel. You want to be a Tadik? Good for you. Why do I lose my Kefel?
Who gets the Karen?
What?
Who gets the Karen?
Well, Kefel is Karen also. It's twice. Diamond ring costs $1,000. You find the show, the guy, if the guy has made $2,000.
Okay, who gets the initial $1,000? You already paid.
Owner, what? The says, owner.
Already got it. Owner gets it. Goes,
already got it.
Right, the $1,000 goes back to the show merit?
I don't think so.
So he gets now $3,000?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, the first $1,000 goes back to the show merit. And the extra $1,000. Right.
Because the owner is not the Aisha.
Rava Amar, Rava says no. Lemi shapikadon etzlo, it goes to the shomer. Kiv on the mishalim, since he paid for it, makti le kfeila, he gets the kefil. Now, the kamikla this will give you the mastisan. To arguing about a diuk in the Mishnah that everyone here in this room has learned once upon a time, the first Mishnah in Perek HaMafkid.
Fourth grade.
Right. What does it say in that Mishnah? Yoni, you remember? You want to continue giving the daf? What does it say? It says, Ditnan. Learn to the Mishnah. Hamafkid etel chaveiro behemo kelim. If I ask you to watch behemo or kelim, v'nignevu, and it got stolen, osha avnur, it got lost, and the shomer doesn't want to swear. So, shilem, if he paid v'lo rachili shava, he doesn't want to swear. That's halacha. The shomer's allowed to do that. They don't have to swear, right? Shari Amru, Shomer Chinam Nishba Viyote. A Shomer Chinam could swear and go home. He could if he wants to. He doesn't want to. He's afraid of taking a Shavua. So he'll pay. Right? Nim to Haganov. If you find the Ganov, right? Meshalat Tashlume Kefel. You have to pay Kefel. Tavach Machar. Meshalat Shavua Chamisha. So Lemihu Meshalat. Who does he pay it to? Lemisha Hapikadon Etzlo. To the Shliach. Why? Because the Shliach laid out the cash. He didn't want to swear. Nishba, but if let's say the shliach swore, for they didn't want to pay. I don't want to pay. He's allowed to swear. Torah said he could swear and go home. 100%. Nimtza haganav. Then you find the ganav. Mashan tashlum et kefel. You pay kefel. Who pays kefel? The ganav. Tavach hamachar. Mashan tashlum et chamisha. If the ganav is tavach hamachar, he pays 4 and 5. Lebihu mashalim. Who does he pay it to? Lebal hapikadon. Lebal hapikadon. He pays it to the owner, right? Abaya daik mireisha. Rav Daik Misefa, Abay Daik Mireisha, Diktani, it says, Shilein V'lo Ratzali Shava, he paid because he didn't want to swear. Time of the reason is, V'lo Ratzali Shava. He didn't want to swear at all. Rather, he paid right away. But what if he swore? Ha Nishba, what if he swore? Like in our case. Afal Pisha Shilein, even though he pays, Lemi Mishalim, to who does he pay? L'Pala Pikadon. He pays to the owner. Abayez Medayik fetched out that pshat from this Mishnah, right? Only if there's no shvua at all, then the shomer gets it. But if there's a shvua, and now the shomer wants to be even a bigger tzaddik, doesn't get the money. Let him be a tzaddik. He's not going to be rich. That's usually the way it is, right? Rashi says, on top line, Kivin da atrachei b'shvua, since he made shlachtan to make a pay a shvua, l'mi mishalim, ganav kefel l'balat b'kadon, k'tayim edabay l'el. Right? Since the owner dragged him to court, the whole court case, then that's why the owner is still entitled to the kefil. Had the shomer said, you know what, it got stolen, here's $100 right now. I'm not swearing, hey, you're done. There's no court case, nothing. You find the ganav, then the shomer gets it.
There's no tirucha for the shomer. He had to make a shul. Who wants to make a shul? He made the shul.
But he's a defendant. The Rav of Daik mi Seifa. Rav is Daik from the Seifa. It says, Nishba v'lo ratzel l'shalem. What did it say? It said it swore because he didn't want to pay. Taima d'lo ratzel l'shalem. He doesn't want to pay. Hashila, whatever he does pay. Afal pisha nishba. Even if he swore, l'mi l'mishalem, who does he pay to? L'mi shapikado netzlo. He pays to who? To the shomer. Now, l'abai akasha Seifa. So the truth is, that diuk is akasha l'abai. It does say that. We are Daik that. This is how we're going to read that part of the Mishnah. Nishba, he swore for lo ratzel l'shalim. He didn't want to pay, right? Lemi lo ratzel l'shalim kodem ha-shvua. He didn't want to pay before the shvua. El la'acha shvua. Rather, he wanted to make a shvua first and then pay. Why? It makes him look less guilty, right? Lemi mishalim. Who did he pay to? Lebala pikadon. He pays to the Baal HaPikadon. And certainly if he doesn't pay at all, it goes to the Baal HaPikadon. Rava Kasha Resha. And Rava is a problem with the Resha. Right? Amalach Rava, Hachi Katani. This is what it means. Shilem, he paid for Lorat Salama B'Shvuaso. He didn't want to make a Shvua. Ella rather, even if he made a Shvua, Shilem, he's still also going to pay. Lami Mishalem, who does he pay to? Lami Shapikadon Etzlo.
But if he's swearing, why is he paying? Isn't that the whole point, to show his innocence? Why would you pay after the swear?
Because it shows you're very innocent.
But the whole point is a shvua, which they're reluctant to do.
So he's swearing falsely. You think I'm swearing falsely? I'll pay for the item also.
But that's the whole point.
That's a very big shoulders. You guys can do that. Not only am I going to swear it and steal it, I'm going to pay for the item. Now, a year later, you find the ganef? Why shouldn't I get it? Right, Abaye says you still don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, but we have cases before. Shvua was the end of the case, and over here he's paying.
He wanted to pay. He offered. He offered to pay.
He's not chayev to pay.
He's not chayev. As a Rashi said, l'fumashur
zedin.
Exactly. Now, ready for this next case? Listen to this. Tivyuhu bayil mushomer. The Baal says to the shomer, "Nu, where's my diamond ring?" He says, "It got stolen." V'nishba, and he swears it got stolen. And sure enough, it got stolen. It's not a lie this time. V'hukar aganav. And they catch the ganav. Tivi'uhu shomer v'hoda. So the shomer comes to the ganav and says, "What'd you do?" He says, "Yeah, I stole it." And he admits to the shomer. Who's the shomer? He admits to the shomer. Then, tivi'uhu bailim. Then the owner of the item comes and says, "You stole it?" V'kiper. He denies it. Ubo Edim, and then Edim come. Mi niftar ha ubo veheviu Edim, right? Veheviu Edim, and they bring Edim.
Mi shomer and the Baal.
Somebody brings Edim, right? The Baal brings Edim. Mi niftar ha ganef bo does shomer. Olo niftar ha ganef bo does shomer. Is that enough? Admitting it to the shomer didn't admit it to the owner. So, did admitting it to the shomer enough not to pay kefil?
Because he didn't admit it to the owner.
So, but he admitted it.
But he admitted to the proper party.
Right.
It's like telling the third party something.
It's like telling the priest. Right? Go to the priest, I stole something. When the owner comes, I'm not denying that. Right?
So, there's no relevance.
What?
He's no gay. The shomer's no gay. He's watching.
Right? Amar Rava, im be'emes nishba nifta haganef bo'da shomer. If it was a true oath, im be'emes nishba nifter haganef b'hoda shomer. What does that mean if it was true? Right? Rashi says, the second skinny line, nifter haganef b'hoda shomer, tekiven d'ne'emon hu, since we believe him, anan tzadi, di'avi mishkachna behema, nichalei l'more, he would have returned it, t'tehevi b'yodi da'ich, hilcha shomer zeh, lachza achreha, v'tivieso tivia v'odos ganav v'oda. What does that mean? What does it mean? In the MS nishba ganav? In the MS nishba? Right?
He read the wrong Rashi.
No, I didn't read the wrong Rashi.
Yeah, the
MS
nishba is the next
one. Yeah, shomer shetar nigneva ba'one is nimzakeit. It was true. In other words, if the shomer swore, If the Shomer swore truthfully, right? Where's my diamond ring? It's like, I stole it. You'll swear? Yeah, of course I'll swear. And then a year later, they find the Ganav, and then the Ganav admits to the Shomer, but he won't admit to the owner. To the Shomer, he admits, right? Then if he admits to the Shomer, since the Shomer swore, he's like a little bit of an owner. A little bit of shtickle of an owner, and therefore, then the Nifta HaGanav Ba'odo HaShomer. Then the Ganav is Potter, Kefil, by admitting it to the Shomer. Okay? Im B'Sheker Nishba, if he swore falsely, right? How does it mean he swore falsely? Maybe the explanation is he was posheya, and that caused the thief to happen. He's walking around with the diamond ring, he leaves it in plain sight in the restaurant or something, and invited someone to steal it. And he made it himself out like he's an innocent guy and got stolen. And then they find the Ganav, and the Ganav admits he stole it to the Shomer, but he won't admit to the owner. That's not a... Then lo nifter HaGanav Ba'odo HaShomer. That doesn't get the Shomer off the hook. That doesn't get the Ganav off the hook. By admitting it to the Shomer, it's not enough. Why? Because the Shomer's whole Shavuah was faulty. Make sense?
Yeah.
By Rava, Amad Li Shava B'Sheker. The guy's going to swear falsely, right? The Shomer wants to swear falsely. V'lo hanichuhu, we don't let him, right? He never got a chance to swear. Mahu, what's the story, right?
He had intent to swear, but he never got to it.
Exactly. And then what happened? Then we find the Ganav, and then the Ganav admits to the Shomer and won't admit to the owner. Is that considered the Shomer swearing? He didn't really swear, but he would have. So, teiku. The answer to that is teiku.
You know, we say, what a kudah.
Right.
So,
since when do we have a halacha? If you don't do something, you also automatically get the same rights to it.
I know.
It's like your intent is your...
How do you know how he's going to swear? How do you know he's going
to
swear?
When I said, are you willing to swear? He said, absolutely. And he said, let's go to Bezdin right now. He's on his way to Bezdin, and all of a sudden, he found the guy.
So. How do you know he's
going to
swear falsely?
How do you
know
what? Well, take it. So, Rav Kahana Masniachi, Rav Du Masniachi. No, boy, Rav Nishbal Sheker Mahu. He swore falsely, Mahu. What's the story? That's a teiku. Okay, next. We got to move. Tiviyuhu Bailim Lishomer Vishilem. Right? What has happened here? That the Baal, the Tiviyuhu Bailim Lishomer Vishilem. Right? The Shomer paid the Baal. Right? He didn't want to swear. Right? V'hukar ha-ganav. And we find the ganav. Tiviyuhu bailim v'hodeh. Tiviyuhu shomer v'kofer. The exact opposite case. He'll admit that he stole it to the shomer, to the baal, but he won't admit to the shomer. V'hevi edim, and now we bring edim. Niftar ganav v'hodaz bailim olo. Is the ganav have to pay kefel? He admitted it to the owner, but he wouldn't admit to the shomer, and the shomer paid already. Me Amrinan, do we say Matzi Amalei Shomer LeBailim? The Shomer could tell the Baal, Atun, what are you part of this lawsuit for? Kivan Deshaklisu Lechu Dami. Since I paid already, right? Astiliku Lechu Mehacha. You go home, right? And therefore he denied it to me. I get the Adam came paid Kefel. Oh, to me. Oh, Dilma Matzi Amalei. The Baal could say to the Shomer, Kihechi da'ad avdalon milsa, just like you did a big thing, lefnim ashuras hadin, you paid, you didn't have to, right? You paid, you could have swore, but you paid. So, anan, nami avdinalach tarchinan, basar gavna. I did a thing back for you. I hired detectives to find the Ganav. Right? I paid all this money, I tracked them down, I wrote this tircha to find the Ganav. You paid for it. Shaklulna anan didan, shakal at didach. So I get mine and you get yours. What does that mean?
Everybody's coming.
You get the kefil.
So the answer is teiku. Next.
That's a more complicated case.
It is a more complicated. Itmar, nignava ba'ones. If it was stolen ba'ones, that means that there was no way the Shomer could not lose that item. He's watching the diamond ring. A robber breaks in, puts a gun to his head, and says, give me that diamond ring. So what's he going to do? Not give the diamond ring. So it got stolen. Exactly. Amar Abaya, im shomer chinu murata, im v'hukar, no, then v'hukar aganav. V'hukar aganav. Right? Im nignav ba'onis v'hukar aganav. Amar Abaya, im shomer chinu hu, if it was a shomer chinu, rotza otze imodin, rotza nishba. So then he could, what does that mean? Rotza otze shomer chinu, right? Im shomer chinu hu, right? He could settle with the owner. Or Rotza Nishbar, or he could swear.
No, emo is the
no, it's not.
No,
it's not. It's the Bailam. Im Shomer Sachar, who, if it was a paid watchman, Ose Imo Din, he has to deal with the owner. The Eino Nishba, and he doesn't have to swear. Right?
Why not?
What? Because Rashi says, "Ah, fagaf the potter melista mezuyin." Even though shomer sachar is potter on armed robbery, hacha hoel v'hukar aganav. Since they knew who the ganav was, lo yafsid klum alav l'drorach achareha. He doesn't lose by chasing after the guy. He's getting paid. So why didn't he call the police? Why didn't he do something about it? V'fika hu yishalim lebailim v'yachzav yifrim in aganav. Let him pay the baal and then go chase after the ganav. But shomer chinam has no obligation to do that. Rava Amar. Either case has to be busy with the owner, the Eino Nishba, and doesn't have to swear. Lema pligi ad Rav Huna bar Oven, the Shalach Rav Huna bar Oven, nigdava ba'ones, if it was stolen by force, for hukar aganif, and you know who the ganif is, if shamachinam hu, if it's a shamachinam, rotza osi imodin, rotza nishba. Shamachinam could choose whatever he wants to do. Im shomer sachar hu, osi imodin, the Eino Nishba. He has to deal with him and not swear. Amalach, Rava, Hachamai Skin, Shekadam Vinishba. No, the Shomer jumped, right? And swore, right? But if they would have found the Ganef before he swore, Rav Huna would agree that he could do either one he wants. V'haratza Asa Imodin, Ratza Nishba Ka'amar. But it doesn't say that. It says if he wants, he could deal with him, and if he wants, he could swear. Here's what it means. Rotza shomer chinam omed b'shvuaso. If he wants to stay and make a stand in his shvua, he jumped and swore. You want to stay in that shvua? You want to deal with it? Or you want to pay? Osi imodin, right? Rabba zuti boy lehachi. He asked the following question. Nigdiv ba'ones. It was stolen by force. V'hichzer ganav bebeis hashomer. V'hichzer ganav bebeis hashomer.
Then the ganav returned it to the shomer's house.
Right. Umesa bipshia, and then the animal died as a pshia. Mahu, what's the story? The ganav took the animal down the block, wanted to do tshuva, brought the animal back. Then it died because of a pshia. Yeah. So the question is, did stealing the thing and walking down the block sever the duties of the shomer? That's the question. Right? Mir, I'm going to do, we say, given shenignav ba'one, since it was stolen by force, kayale shmrasa, the shvir was severed. O Dilma, Kivan, De Hadra, Hadra Lishmiraso. Well, the Ganef returned it, so his Shmira is reinstated, and Ashar is Chayiv on Pshia, and that answer is Teku.
It's all Teku.
All right, so we will pick up tomorrow at the Mishnah. Tomorrow, almost the whole daf is about Gezel Hager, all the rules of that. That's the next 2 days. Everyone have a very good day and a good Shabbos. Yeah.